Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Wake Up Call, in case you missed it.
Well, sad news in the Bachelor, Bachelorette world.
I believe it's called Bachelor Nation.
Bachelor Nation. No, thank you. I am not very well versed in this type of area. But, you know, a couple of times we've talked about how this year on The Bachelorette, Sacramento's own Claire Crawley was The Bachelorette, even though she has been featured on the show a few times in the past.
She's like chronically on The Bachelor.
Right. I mean, she's the only person who's been on it more is the host.
Yeah.
On the reunion shows and all that stuff. Well, anyway, sad news. Claire Crawley and Dale Moss have broken up.
No.
After being engaged for just a few months.
Wait a second.
What? I thought everything that came out of The Bachelor was true in love.
Well, here's the interesting thing about this round. You have to remember, Gavin, they started filming, and remember, she blew The Bachelor up by deciding very early on she wanted to be with Dale, and she did not want to date other guys anymore. Mm-hmm. So she took even less time to get to know him than people do normally on that show.
Right.
Now, you know, we don't normally talk about Bachelor, Bachelorette stuff. Just kind of the same. We don't really talk about the Kardashians.
Or the Housewives.
Right. But listen, we have someone on 106.5 The End that is considered a Bachelor Nation expert. It's Molly Kendrick from The Molly Kendrick Show.
Molly, I haven't seen you in so long. I miss you.
Thank you for waking up early.
I know. Yeah, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good,
oh,
thanks.
We're fine.
So Molly hosts the afternoon show here on 106.5 The End. And if you follow her on Twitter, Molly, what's your Twitter?
It's at Molly on Air, Molly with an IE. Yep. I go crazy on Monday night.
All the time. Every week.
And that's Bachelor night?
Yes.
Okay, because to me that's Below Deck night. So I don't want to get confused.
Now, real fast. Now, Claire Crawley, obviously from Sacramento, and that's why we're kind of like, you know, making light of this. If you want all of the details, you can text the word Claire to 73389, and you'll get the full rundown. But Molly, give us some sort of update. How did this happen? Where did the world go wrong?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, there had been speculation for quite a while. Because this was such a whirlwind romance, everyone expected this to fall apart, and it was just a matter of time, not if but when. And it finally happened yesterday. First of all, the rumor came down that they were taking time apart to consider whether they wanted to move forward or if they were gonna take a break. I guess it was over lifestyle differences.
What does that mean?
So, well, everyone knows Claire is obviously from Sacramento. She won't stop talking about it. Her mom is here. She has her own career here, so she's very settled in Sacramento and makes it very clear that she is not going to move anywhere else. Dale, on the other hand, is a model. He has newfound fame through The Bachelorette.
Oh.
And he wants to live in New York City.
He doesn't want to settle down in the 916.
Exactly. He does not like Sacramento, apparently. So it was never going to work. He released a statement following the rumors on his Instagram, which has since been deleted, that he and Claire have officially split. So he confirmed it and then deleted that post sometime overnight.
We're talking with Molly Kendrick from the Molly Kendrick Show here on 106.5 The End about the breakup from The Bachelorette. Now, tell us about, apparently there was something that happened this past weekend or the weekend before. They were on a vacation with his family. Someone unfollowed someone on Instagram.
Oh, that is like the 2021 version of like a slap in the face.
Right.
You know, I didn't hear about that one, but I did read that they had been fighting for a while. So I'm not surprised by that. And that's a pretty bold move to unfollow someone.
Molly, let me ask you a question, okay? And this question is not going to be why the hell would anybody watch this show? The three of us wonder that every day.
I don't wonder it, but I get it. I just can't do it myself.
Which is saying a lot, because her standards for what is entertainment is very low.
Yeah, pretty low.
So let's not ask that question. Let's ask this question. Since Claire Crawley has made, let's call it a career, from reality TV, being on The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, after how many times, because obviously Bachelor Nation falls for the fake love that is presented on that show, is this such obvious that she's either crazy or that it's, are you done with Claire? Do you, as a Bachelor Nation member, do you never want to see her ever again? Or are you here because you want the craziest crazies on that show?
Listen, I hope the best for Claire. I think she deserves happiness and true love, and I hope she finds that. But I think Bachelor Nation is done with Claire. This
okay.
is such a crazy... nothing about her season on The Bachelorette was normal, and it really upset a lot of Bachelor Nation. We just wanted it to be done and over with because it was clear she was into Dale and wanted to leave and just move on, that we're ready to move on from that chapter as well.
Now, Molly, how many times has she been on the show?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, she was on Juan Pablo's season.
You remember that season.
Yeah, that was my favorite season.
She was on Bachelor Pad and Bachelor in Paradise a few times, so that's why we keep seeing Claire pop up.
So possibly you can count them on one hand or maybe two.
I would say maybe one hand.
Okay, one hand.
Like a full hand.
Don't you guys feel like every time you see Claire, the phrase, fool me once,
right,
shame on you. Fool me twice, or three, or four, or five, or bachelor pad, shame on me.
Never. Okay, when it comes to reality.
I'm asking Molly.
How dare you?
Because she's the one that's duped.
Okay, but here's the thing. You could say that about almost any reality TV franchise. And reality TV lovers, if we're known for anything, we're known for forgiveness.
I accept the fact that the trash reality TV that I watch, I accept that it is fake from top to bottom. I don't know why you guys don't.
Molly, get your friend.
You know, I've been watching The Bachelor since I was too young to watch it. That I'm not going to stop. It's like sports to me. I don't watch sports, so this is my hobby, and I'm very happy with it.
Good for you.
Wow. Okay. All right. Fair enough. Molly Kendrick from The Molly Kendrick Show every afternoon here on 106.5 The End. Thank you for being on the wake-up call this morning. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
And if you want an update on everything that's happening in the Bachelor Nation, you can text the word Claire to 73389.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.